Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my two co-hosts, Tammy Haldeman and Tom Turbrock. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me this afternoon.
Same here, Doug. Always glad to be here, buddy.
Enjoy broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. And, Tom, you've had a big week this week. It was
a
28th
great
anniversary with your beautiful wife, Jill.
On Friday. And I just want to say I'm blessed to have you. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be alive if I didn't have you.
Or Jill.
Thank you for 28 beautiful years. Doug, you're not too bad yourself, but Jilly, love you very much, and thank you just for always being behind me and being the greatest friend and wife anybody could ever ask for.
It's pretty inspiring.
Love you.
I can't look at him because I'll cry.
Yep, Tammy's tearing up over here.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill, you're listening right now.
Congrats.
You are a good woman. Just mm-hmm. Keeping Tom in line.
Amen. That wall, my Lord, she's a saint. She's going straight up.
Straight to sainthood.
Right. She married a stooge.
All right, let's jump into some more real estate data here.
Cool.
Okay, I'm going to bore people with too many numbers, but one of the things I'm going to post on our website is a zip code report.
Meaning?
Okay? The zip code report is pretty cool. So it's a zip code report that measures the healthiness of the real estate market in St. Louis. And people, this is a very parochial community, and people don't really want to know what's going on nationally as much as they want to know what's going on in St. Louis. But more important than St. Louis is what's going on in your specific area, in your municipality, and that's what this breaks down. So by zip code, what it tells is the health of the market is how many buyers there are for every 10 sellers.
Got you.
So the more buyers there are for every 10 sellers means it's a hotter area, basically. So the number one area in our area, and it's not even close, is Crestwood. 63126 zip code, there are 20.9 buyers for every 10 sellers. So that's really good. So basically,
if you have a house
two
in
buyers,
that area,
listen
that means
up.
It's going to sell fast.
Okay? Wow.
And I'll attribute that to the price ranges in Crestwood are still low enough that first-time home buyers can afford it. Mm-hmm. A wide range of people can afford it.
Right.
Number two is Kirkwood. Kirkwood always does well. They have 9.9 buyers for every seller, so basically a 1-to-1 ratio.
Beautiful.
But it's only half of what Crestwood was.
Right.
And that's number two in the area, so it drops way off after Crestwood. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So goes through in Crestwood, Kirkwood, Grover, St. Peter's, Richmond Heights, Baldwin, Clayton, O'Fallon, Fenton, and then O'Fallon again because it had 6366 and 63368.
Both of them. Mm-hmm.
Right, they were number 8 and 10. So that's our top 10. We actually have the top 80 of them. And I'm not going to bore everybody reading through. I'm not going to bore everybody by reading through all those in a row.
Right.
But I am going to post them on our website.
Beautiful.
So if you want to see where your zip code ranks.
I do.
If you want to see where zip code ranks, then go to DougHaldeman.com. DougHaldeman.com. Look for the zip code report, and you can download this and see where your zip code is. It's hot data, fresh off the press. It's very, very recent data that you'll be able to download. So cool stuff. I love that. Definitely measures the health of the market. So we had a listener question recently that I wanted to address too.
All right.
We had a listener that asked a question. Tammy, you actually were the one that saw this question.
Yep.
Why don't you read it?
The question was, how intense do I really have to be with my budget? And one of the things they were just trying to figure out, if I go off a little bit, or how many months, how much emergency funds do I have to have? You've mentioned before, what if I, my car breaks down? What happens?
Mm-hmm.
How close do I have to be with that? And so they reached out to you to find out a little bit more about that.
All right. So here's my advice. How intense do you need to be with your budget? Okay. This is another one. It's not a one-size-fits-all answer.
Right.
And there are a lot of people that absolutely hate budgets. They hate trying to live by a budget, and they're just not going to do it in most cases. And it's a recipe for disaster for the majority of the people out there. But here's what I'd say to answer that question. First off, if you're in debt, are you in debt and do you have no savings? If that's the case, then you better be really intense with your budget. Okay, you don't have any business you wasting any money or squandering anything. You better be very aware of every dollar you have, because if you think about every extra dollar that you go spend on something frivolous could have been going to pay off debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's like every dollar then is borrowed money because you have debt out there that
right.
it could have paid off. So every single thing that you spend is borrowed.
Right.
It could have gone to reduce the amount of debt that you're paying out. So the flip side of that is, are you already out of debt? For somebody that's already out of debt, they probably don't have to be quite as tight with their budget. Mm-hmm. Do they have a little bit of disposable income? Yeah, they might not have to be quite as tight either with their budget.
But you should still have one.
You should mm-hmm. still have one, although are there any times when somebody doesn't necessarily need a budget? Okay. I'm going to say that there are a few people that maybe don't need a budget, because what does a budget do? The budget is there to do two things that I see. One is to give you awareness around your spending. Okay. The second thing is to create some accountability to make you spend less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because when you're aware of it, then you will spend mm-hmm. less. There are some people that are so naturally frugal. They want what they want, or they want what they have. I mean,
yeah.
So
right.
They want what they have, meaning that what they have is enough.
Right.
They don't need to go out and buy new stuff all the time.
Right.
And those people, they don't necessarily need to be on a budget.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, they probably don't spend a lot of money anyway, and mm-hmm. hopefully, they could put it away. It's still a good idea to have it, but some people just aren't planners, and that's okay. Just be very frugal with your money and
be intentional
right.
with what you're buying.
Absolutely. Be very intentional. So mm-hmm. that is the answer to our question, the listener question that came out. A great week, guys. I just want to give a reminder that you don't want to forget next Sunday at 4 p.m. You won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1, broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.